Trump's tariffs that he announced last night, it's not economic policy, it's not trade policy, it's a political weapon designed to collapse our democracy. Last night, when he released his tariff plan, economists were really confused because they looked at the numbers, they looked at the formula. It made absolutely no sense as economic policy, as a means to try to bring jobs back to the United States. That's because it's not trade policy. It's not economic policy. The tariffs are another tool for President Trump to try to compel pledges of loyalty, this time from companies and industries in the United States. You have to understand that everything Donald Trump is doing is in service of staying in power forever, either him or his family or his handpicked successors. He's trying to destroy our democracy. That's why he is going law firm by law firm, university by university, to try to bully them into pledging loyalty to him. The tariffs are going to be used to do the same thing to private industry. Why are the tariffs so widespread? So that every business in this country has to come to the White House and make an agreement with Trump in which he gives them tariff relief in exchange for a pledge of political loyalty. What could that pledge look like? Well, maybe they agree to champion his economic policy publicly. Maybe they agree to make contributions to his political campaign. Maybe they agree to police their employees to make sure that nobody that works for that company works for the political opposition. What he's doing to universities and law firms, he's now about to use tariffs to do to companies in this country. That is the game. That is the story. It doesn't make sense as economic policy because it isn't economic policy. It's an attempt to try to collapse the economy so that all these companies have to come to him to make pledges of political loyalty. That, frankly, makes it much more insidious, much more dangerous. But if we know what he's doing, if we understand the objective, that makes it a lot easier for the public to fight back.